Hello and welcome back to Tulsa Beacon Weekend. I'm your host, Charlie Biggs, publisher of the Tulsa Beacon newspaper. That's Tulsa's family newspaper. Joining us in studio is Bob Heath from Kids for Christ USA. Bob, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Charlie. It's great to be here.
Well, tell people what you do, what your organization is.
We help parents and students who wish to plant and or facilitate Bible clubs in the public schools.
But that's illegal, isn't it?
No. Not even close.
No, I know, but you know what? I say that because so many people think that you cannot have any form of religion.
Absolutely.
And have anything to do with public schools, and that is a popular misconception, but it is not the truth.
It's far from the truth. In fact, the Bible and prayer itself were never removed from our public schools.
Right. But if you ask even teachers, though.
You could go through this office. You could go through this building and ask, and I can almost guarantee you about 90% of the people in this room, I mean, in this building, would say that the Bible and prayer were removed from the schools.
I've had people call my office and say, I drove by a public school and I saw that a church was renting the school on Sunday and having church services there. Isn't that illegal?
Nope. It is not.
But that sure is a popular misconception.
It is. It's what I call the big myth, the big lie. I try to call it the big myth just to be nice, but what's really hard for me, Charlie, is when I discovered the reality of how much of our rights we have thrown away.
Right.
It really infuriated me. We've been doing Kids for Christ. This ministry is 8 years old, and we were about 3 years in when one day I was sitting at my desk and I was preparing a TV, what do they call it? I had written a TV show that we were submitting a proposal for Kids for Christ. And I wanted to make sure I had my facts straight because I knew the people I was sending to would have it right. Mm-hmm. And I type into Google, Bible and prayer removed from the public schools. And up comes this long list of links saying that the Bible and prayer were never removed from the schools. And in addition to that was an even longer list of Christian organizations saying that it was, which was infuriating to me. I spent about 4 hours studying it.
When I was a kid, I grew up in Tulsa and went through public schools all the way through high school. There was a man, I can't remember his first name, Mr. Franks, who started Frankoma Pottery. He was a wonderful Christian businessman. He came to our school, I think it was when I was in junior high school, and we had an assembly. And he sat up there with a pottery wheel and took a lump of clay, and for like 40 minutes told us a story about his business. And while he was in that, he was forming a pot. Wow. I mean, an elaborate pot. It was just remarkable how he molded that clay into this beautiful piece of pottery. And toward the end, he was talking about how God wants to take us as lumps of clay and turn us into beautiful works of art. And he talked about Jesus Christ. And we sat there, and every kid in that auditorium benefited. Maybe not initially, right. But they benefited from that experience. But this has been that type of thing.
Yeah,
has been,
now you could do that in my clubs before and after school.
Right.
But in a school assembly, you couldn't go to that. You couldn't be that bold.
Right.
You could use the symbolism. You could reference ancient, you know, principles, what have you. But in what we do, we do full blown kids church and youth church right there in the school.
Well, two of my kids went through your program at Grissom Elementary
School.
Yes, they did. And they said something about SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And I said, is that because he asked for money all the time? Or?
I never asked for a dime. No, they, for some reason, that school, every school has its own flavor. And that particular group, I wore a SpongeBob t-shirt one day.
Yeah.
And I never lived it down for years. I mean, for years. I don't go to that school anymore. I have other people that do it. And I could not live down SpongeBob. It would not go away.
Well, now, how many schools in the Tulsa area are you ministering in right now?
We have 54 on our rolls.
Mostly elementary?
Yes. And of those, right now there's probably 36 to 38 that are active, that we are active with.
Right.
Some of them are not functioning at the moment. We don't take them off the roll if they're not functioning for that year because we never stop trying to get them back up, and they'll probably be up the next year. Every year there's an ebb and flow of about 5 to 12 schools that for some reason or another don't get started again.
Well, Bob, you can't do that personally. How does this all work?
I have been blessed with an amazing group of friends and just a lot of networking and I have parents that sponsor the club in the elementary school. Parents and their child sponsor the club, so it's legal. And they basically are the ones who, since they are the ones who sponsor it, Kids for Christ USA does not sponsor a club. No church sponsors a club.
You're non-denominational too, by the way.
Absolutely not denominational.
Yeah.
In fact, I use the word cross-denominational just because non-denominational so often is termed as a denomination anymore. It's you have to be careful. But we have so many people that have been involved with us. We have about 55 volunteers that I know of here in town that we work with regularly. I don't usually count the parents that are involved as volunteers. I count, they're just my parent sponsors. We are finally having some inroads into the north side. I've never wanted to go to the north side of town until we had the manpower to sustain it. I don't want to go into the north side and do one semester or 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's contributing to the problem and not to the solution.
You're listening to Tulsa Beacon Weekend. I'm your host, Charlie Biggs, publisher of the Tulsa Beacon newspaper. That's Tulsa's family newspaper. And if you want to find out the status of at least four pro-life bills that have passed the legislature. They passed both the House and the Senate by comfortable, nonpartisan margins and on various stages of being sent to the governor. We have a story in the Beacon this week, and you can pick up a copy at Tulsa Area Quick Trips or call 523-4425, 523-4425, and we'll sell you a subscription. We will not sell you a prescription because we're not pharmacists. You know, Bob, sometimes a little lady will call and say, I'd like a prescription to the Tulsa Beacon. And I say, well, it'll cure all your ills, but, we not licensed, so we can't do that. But we're talking with Bob Heath, who is the founder and director of, or president, I don't know what your title.
The actual title would be president. I prefer founder or director.
Okay.
ominous.
Kids for Christ USA. By the way, the Beacon, in April we celebrated our 8th anniversary for the Tulsa Beacon, too.
That's awesome.
Bob, we've talked before. Some of the stories that you encounter with some of the kids that wander into these, activities you have in the groups, just break your heart.
Absolutely,
don't they? Tell us a story about that.
I just had just last month we did what we call it the God Box. It's a teaching on prayer. We had the kids write on an index card their deepest prayer need or concern, and then put it into an index card box, and that would be face down so nobody could see it. And we would close after they all got them in, we'd close the box and say, now guys, Bible tells us to cast our cares on the Lord. And so we're closing this. These problems are no longer yours. They are God's to handle, and we're going to let him handle them. It is. It's a heartbreaker. I opened it up and I found some of the most horrific things. I had one child who wrote, I've thought about committing suicide. I thought about killing someone once, and I'm ashamed that I thought of either of them. I had another child write, I had one write, my mom and dad, a little girl wrote, my mama is dead. And it's really hard at my house. Dear God, please help. My mama is dead, and it's really hard around our house without a mom.
There's so many broken families out there.
It's unbelievable, the stuff. I help pray for me. I cut, self-mutilation. It's just unbelievable, the things. And the thing that's really hard with that, Charlie, is these are the kids that are getting up early to come to the Bible club because they have committed their life to Jesus or want to, and they're coming there every week, and these are the problems they have.
And they may be getting zero support from their family, right?
It blows me away when you have things like that. You can read that story, by the way, if I can, on my website, which is www.kfcusa.com. KFCUSA.org. That's Kids for Christ USA, KFC USA.
You don't sell chicken, do you?
Nope, no chicken. I'll consume some. But it's KFCUSA.org.
Is there a telephone number?
Yeah, it's 918-902-2442.
Okay, Bob, this is radio. You can't talk that fast. Try that again. It's a little slower.
918-902-2442. You'd think I'd learned that by now. And that story is called The God Box 2009.
Okay.
And you can read the story. There's 15 of those cards posted on there out of 125.
Right. But we live in a society that almost everybody's hurting. You know, people's financial, portfolios, even people that thought they were insulated from any kind of hurt are being hurt right now. People are losing jobs. The unemployment rate, in Oklahoma was 3%. Now it's pushing 7 or 8% across the country. We may get to double-digit unemployment. We're seeing there's more than 100 casinos in Oklahoma, and you can't tell me that these mm-hmm. school kids aren't being affected by by parents who are wasting thousands of dollars by gambling. And we're seeing drive-by shootings seem to be on the upsurge here in Tulsa. A poor black woman, grandmother, was sitting there in the living room and got shot last week. Unbelievable things are going on right now, not to mention the basic spiritual need, which is, we all need to know that people need to be reconciled with Jesus Christ. Right. So how do you get your arms around this?
I focus on what God called me to do. He called me to reach kids that might not be reached, that are in the public school, that, with the vehicle that he's given me. We all have our part. I can't do what Pastor so-and-so does. I can't do what, what you're supposed to do. I can't do what Aunt Susie's supposed to do. But I can do what God has called me to do. And what he's called me to do is to inspire parents and to inspire children to plant and facilitate Bible clubs across this city, state, and nation. I can do that. I can train people to do that. I can, hold their hand, so to speak. I can give them the legal information that they need to know. And if it's necessary, hook them up with legal representation if it's needed. That is what God has called me to do. I can go into the schools and minister to those kids and pour the love of Jesus into their hearts and into their lives.
We talked about the great need, Bob, but mm-hmm. You've had great results too, haven't you?
We have. We've had phenomenal results. I quit keeping numbers because numbers, although numbers mean something to some people, I think they're completely irrelevant. It's souls that we're looking at, and you can't count souls. Only God knows the hearts. I quit counting about 3 years, almost 4 years ago. We were averaging about 2,500 decisions a year across our organization. Wow. By decisions, I mean tender hearts. Kids raising their hands say, yes, I'd like to know Jesus, but the same kid might do it twice or right. three times or four. But at least their heart is tender.
Well, Bob, if you were surveyed churches in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we're here at the Buckle of the Bible Belt, you would find that the church populations are aging. Mm-hmm. There is a sense among a lot of people, not every church, but there's a sense that we've lost a generation.
True.
I saw a statistic one time that said something like 85% of the people that come to Christ do so before they turn 21 years old.
Yeah, that's actually right.
Is that right?
It's actually 85% by the time of 8 to 18.
18, okay.
6% by 21, and only the remaining, was it 5%? Did I have that right? 85, 7, whatever the difference is, I'm blank, is after 21.
Well, if you want to take a strategic look at it, then we have, that's an area we should concentrate on,
absolutely.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And great opportunity. Now, let me ask you something. We've had people from John 3:16 and other nonprofits that don't take government money, which I'm sure you don't take government money.
I don't.
How has your financial support been with this downturn in the economy?
Ironically, my support has been pretty stable. I don't know if it's because I don't know. I don't have an answer as to why it's remained stable. I'm thrilled that it has.
Maybe it's God.
Yeah, I think it is.
Can we still say that on the radio?
We can and
maybe
we will.
We're going to go back and cut that out.
We have, we're a little off. But yeah. The reality is that my support is mostly small individual donors. I don't have any grants. I would love to have them, but I don't.
Right.
I have some corporate sponsorship, but very...
Some churches?
I have two churches that sponsor. So it's actually, if I was a pastor and knew what this ministry did and realized I wasn't supporting it, I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because we've only got two churches in the area that support us.
Okay. You're listening to Tulsa Beacon Weekend. I'm your host, Charlie Biggs, publisher of the Tulsa Beacon newspaper. That's Tulsa's family newspaper. And by the way, we did celebrate our 8th anniversary in April. They said it couldn't be done. We're still around. You know, we've had a downturn, you know, with the paper too. But I always have to thank the support of our advertisers who stick with us through thick and thin, and also our subscribers. We haven't really lost much circulation. Actually, we've gone up a little bit, which is not true of most major newspapers around the country. We've seen them going bankrupt all over the place. And we're talking with Bob Heath, who is the founder and president of Kids for Christ USA. And Bob, tell us once again, let's recap what Kids for Christ is and give us contact information.
Again, we help parents and students who are interested or who would like to plant a Bible club, have a Bible club in their school. And that basically means they get to do kids church right there in the school before school. And we help them with all the information they need so that they can get the club up and running, and we'll even help them get it going. Contact info, website is www.kfcusa.org. Phone number 918-902-2442. You can also find us on Facebook. There's a group for Kids for Christ USA on Facebook.
Facebook, what is that?
Facebook. Or even myself personally. You can hit Bob Heath and I'll...
It's H-E-A-T-H. Yeah, T-H, I'm sorry. Well, Bob, what is the reception that you get from school administrators, from principals, from teachers, with your Bible clubs?
Overwhelmingly positive.
And why is that?
I think, quite frankly, because many of those educators are Christians, and they want to have something like this there, but a lot of them are not educated to the fact that this is legal.
And they get up close look at mm-hmm. the tremendous needs in some of these kids,
right on.
Don't they?
Yeah. I had one principal here in the Tulsa area, I won't say where, tell me she had, I won't even say the age group, but she had a child walk in. She says, I have such need in this school. The parents in this community are so disengaged. I would love to get a group of men to come in here and be mentors to these kids. She says, I had a little boy this morning just walk in here. And he was very young. I will not say how young. And said he just absolutely reeked of marijuana. You knew he most likely was not the one doing it, but someone around him had been. And this was before school.
There's an epidemic of methamphetamine production. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost every week you hear, they say Hillcrest Burn Center is filled with people that are, there's a new shake and bake, I guess is what they call it. Tulsa County District Attorney Tim Harris has been on the show and describing the explosion of this drug manufacturing. And it is, and you say, well, the people that say legalize all the drugs, there are no victims because it's hogwash, because the mm-hmm. children are the most vulnerable victims of
Absolutely.
This kind of stuff. And I know that there are public school teachers that deal with that every day of the week. Yeah.
But these principals and these teachers have been wonderful for us. Now, I do run into occasional challenges, Charlie.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the ones that challenge us, it's because they didn't know the law themselves, and they need to be educated. So it's kind of funny, because I should never walk into a school to talk to a principal, and I've been asked to on numerous occasions, because the parent didn't understand well enough, and the principal didn't understand well enough. And when that principal's wearing her principal hat, she's not letting anybody know she doesn't know, or he.
Right.
And so I've had to go in and educate them, walk in with legal documents, you know, with my laptop, and pull it off the computer and show them, look, I'm not just saying this, here it is.
The scope of the ministry, is it beyond Tulsa?
Absolutely.
Where is it?
Sacramento, Round Rock, Texas.
Where's Round Rock?
Just outside of Austin.
Okay. I don't like going to Austin.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, I have a radio show in Austin every week. Yeah.
Do you really?
I'm on the radio every week there.
It's enemy territory for our Sooner fans.
Well, see, that's why we have to go. We have to get there something
it's a
reach
mission effort, yes.
That's right. We're in Sturbridge, Massachusetts. I just came from Lakeland, Florida, and we're working on getting some things going there.
That's your Orlando, right?
Yeah, just about 40 minutes from Orlando. It's kind of dead between Orlando and Tampa.
Yeah, yeah. Been through there, yeah.
We've got a couple clubs in rural Iowa and outside of Mount Pleasant. I'm trying to think. There's seven states. I'm trying to think what I left out. Nashville, Tennessee, that's just in a suburb there in Nashville, there's one. Maryville, South Carolina. I'm sure I'm forgetting something.
Yeah, are these operate like franchises, or how does this operate?
No, basically, I will share with you the information you need to know, if you were the parent. And now that I've got a book out, which I haven't plugged my book at all. But,
well, please do that right now.
My book is called How Are You Doing That? And it's based on the most common question that I'm asked with this ministry, which is, how are you doing that? When they hear that I'm doing this in the schools. And the book walks you through step by step. It gives you from testimonies from the clubs, how I got involved in this, all of my legal research in a nutshell. And I am not an attorney, but I have been backed by a few attorneys that have said, yes, you've got it right. And we're shocked at the level to which you understand this. And then a year's worth of curriculum.
So where is that available at?
You can order it from my website, kfcusa.org. You can order it on Amazon. I'd prefer you order it on my website because Amazon discounts it so much, but I just want it in people's hands, so I don't really care.
I mean, is there any Christian bookstores that carry it? Or?
At this time, no.
Okay.
It basically, on the internet is the best way. You can contact me. Really, I'm going to refer you to the website because my personal stash I sell when I go on the road.
Yeah.
But that book, because it's spread across the nation, the cool thing, Charlie, is I don't know where clubs are anymore. It's not like a franchise. We're trying to, just like the group you had on previously, we are a grassroots organization. We are trying to reach as many people as we can. Trying to just inspire people to get them on board. Now, we're grassroots in a little bit different way than the other group is, but
they're not really a Christian organization.
Right. Well, we're trying to inspire because it's easy. I'd love to be able to get into every church in America and be able to preach and share with them the vision and inspire people and train them and get them out there. The fact is, pastor needs his pulpit. And I'm not condemning him for that. I'm just saying that's the way it is. And if I can get with mom and dad who just happen to be in pastor's church and they want to do this, pastor's going to hear about it.
And well, one comment I wanted to make in a previous interview, too, was that if we did do away with the IRS, right now the IRS constrains pastors from free speech by the...
Me too.
and if that was gone, you know, the dagger that the IRS has is if the pastor gets up and says something they don't like, they'll strip away nonprofit status, mm-hmm. and your contributions to the church are no longer deductible. Mm-hmm. They won't throw the guy in jail, at least not yet. So I wanted to make that comment about those guys, the fair tax people. But Bob, isn't it wonderful the fact that 8 years ago, God put this on your heart, I'm sure much to your financial detriment, and you obeyed God, and then you started this thing, and now who knows what kind of impact that's having?
I you're right. It is. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely wonderful. And I'm just, in all seriousness, this is not a false humility. It's very humbling to look back and say, I can't believe that kids that I was working with 8 years ago started graduating last year.
Yeah.
The oldest one started graduating last year. And the ones that were in about third grade are in high school running Bible clubs that are absolutely on fire. I can't believe that kids have taken a hold of this and are running with it on their own. And they're not going to quit when they're in high school, Charlie. Right. They'll go through college. I don't know if they'll do it in their college, but when they have kids, they're going to remember this and they'll come back in and this will continue. And it's just, it's awesome to see what God is doing with this.
Have they come back and told you stories?
They're not old enough yet. The ones I'm working with, I have two groups here, and I won't say which high school just for their protection, but I have two groups in one school district that has two schools, so which will probably single it out, an intermediate and a high school. These two groups, 9th and 10th grade and 11th and 12th, are on fire running this club. I was in one of them a few weeks back, and during worship, which was being led by the daughter of the worship pastor at First Baptist downtown, daughter's name is Emily. Emily was leading worship, and all of a sudden, kids started screaming out, "God, we want more of you. We want to see our friends in the halls. We want to see them through your eyes. God, give us your eyes so that we can see them, so that we can be a part of reaching them for you." It was astounding.
We just have a couple minutes left,
yeah.
Bob, but you know, it's easy for the conservative movement to say, let's give up on the public school system.
Oh, please don't.
You know, and I have two members of my family that are Christians that are teaching in public schools right now, and I tell them, God bless them, because though we need to be salt and light in places of darkness, don't we?
Absolutely. You want to talk about where revival could come from and blindside the whole nation and sweep this, and it would be the public schools, because most of our conservative friends have written off the public schools.
Give us the contact information for Kids for Christ USA again.
www.kfcusa.org, 918-902-2442, or again, Facebook, KFC USA, or Kids for Christ USA, and then myself personally, Bob Heath.
You know, I don't believe in accidents.
No, I don't either.
And I was sitting this last week thinking, who am I going to have on the radio show this week? You know, and I got this email from Bob, and I said, I haven't had Bob on for quite a while, you know. And you have such a wonderful ministry, and God's at work in that. And God bless you in all you do.
Thank you, Charlie.
And we'll see you next time on Tulsa Beacon Weekend.